government could shut down at the end of next week, and that's causing some flashback to 2013.
D.C. Councilmember Vincent Gray was the district's mayor when the government shutdown happened in October of 2013. He remembers telling Congress this.
We're not shutting down the District of Columbia government.
The shutdown threatened the district because its budget is tied to the federal government, but instead, then-Mayor Gray found a way to stay afloat.
We simply used our cash reserves. We had enough lasted us all the way through.
16 days that shutdown lasted, and he says if it happens again,
I'll be one of the first to remind them that we simply did not, you know, acquiesce back in 2013, and we shouldn't acquiesce now.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, the Wizards beat Minnesota 92-89. Georgetown remains unbeaten with a win over Maine. And the New York Giants have benched quarterback Eli Manning, putting his 210-game playing streak in jeopardy. WML News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Expand your outdoor living space with Long Pavers. Visit longfence.com today.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early delays heading through town. DC 295 due to the crash. It's going to be southbound after you pass Eastern Avenue, but before Burroughs Avenue. So watch for police on the scene. So if you're merging off of 50 coming out of Chevrolet, watch up ahead for the brake lights on 295 South. On 301 coming out of Brandywine, very slow. The culprit, the crash as you head to the split for 5. That to the shoulder. So lanes are open, but definitely seeing the flashing lights is a distraction here. Northbound 301 with that volume backup on 270 southbound. Looks like we have the delays early on here, but nothing reported as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown, hitting the brakes pretty hard there out of Manassas Park. Now it's about recovering. Virginia, the crash had been northbound near New Braddock, but that's now gone. But big delays near Manassas Drive again. So northbound 28 needs extra time. Update is sponsored by AAA. AAA gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast. A few clouds around, otherwise clear through the morning and mostly sunny and warm again this afternoon. A light west breeze, 65. Some clouds tonight, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Sunshine mid-50s on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajikon, WMAL.
Right now it's 37 in Dumfries, 38 in Olney, 44 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by AAA. North Korea launches its longest-range missile yet. Find out the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, good morning. Coming up, Cal Thomas joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 6:35 this morning. 7:15, we'll say hello to Sarah Westwood, the Washington Examiner. 8:05 this morning, Juanita Broderick wants to stop by Mornings on the Mall. She's got a message for us. We'll chat with her this morning. And then at 8:15, we'll talk to Brendan Carr about net neutrality. Get up to speed on that debate, what's going on there. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Last Christmas,
well, not last Christmas, but in 2015, Washington's metro system
changed their advertising policy to prohibit issue-oriented advertising, including political, religious, and advocacy advertising. So, the Archdiocese of Washington wanted to advertise their campaign for this season called Spiritual Giving. And the campaign promotes that instead of presents, they want people should give of themselves. Spiritual giving. Find the Perfect Gift initiative. Now, this image shows a dark sky with a big white star and a couple of other stars, some shepherds and sheep. You see their backs.
Yes.
All right. And they're told that it is a religious ad.
That they're not allowed to do it.
They're not allowed to do it because it is a religious ad. According to Ed McFadden, who's the Secretary for Communications for the Archdiocese of Washington, he said the rejected ad conveys a simple message of hope and an invitation to participate in the Christmas season. Yet, citing its guidelines, WMATA's legal counsel said the ad depicts a religious scene and thus seeks to promote religion. Their request to promote their Find the Perfect Gift initiative because the image depicts a religious scene and thus seeks to promote religion, even though it does not include a manger, a Christ figure, or even a cross, was turned down. All right, now here's the thing. I got to tell you, on one hand, I get it. It's definite. You don't see this image of the star and the shepherds, overlooking like the town. And you know what the image is. Anybody with half a brain knows what the image is. All right. You get it. Even though there's no Christ child, there's no manger scene, there's no cross, I still get it. So I kind of get what the WMATA is coming from. All right, kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, are we so flush with cash that we can afford to turn these down? But I go back again and I say, yeah, but then the next thing you know, you've got these weird subgroups that claim that they're a religion and they're promoting, marijuana use on the train because it's part of their religion, whatever. So I get where they have to walk a fine line with what they'll allow and what they won't allow. But you know what? Then just, I don't know. Do you just allow everything or do you continue with these guidelines of saying not this, not this, not this, not this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
The Metro system allows advertisements for Christmas sales, for Christmas products.
Do they say Christmas or just holiday?
Christmas promotions. All sorts of Christmas things. They're basically the commercialization of Christmas, whether or not you bake it down to the word holidays or not, it's the Christmas season, is totally allowed on Metro. And this is the point of the Washington Archdiocese. They're saying, look, you allow the commercialization of Christmas. Why can't you allow the real meaning of Christmas to penetrate any of the available advertising inside the Metro system? You brought up an obvious point, Mary. How are they so flush with cash that they can just be rejecting advertisements? Even the biggest, most successful companies in the country who use advertising as a primary vehicle for revenue freak out if boycotts start getting directed their way or if any advertiser starts leaving. There's competition for advertisers. And what Metro is doing is they're hamstringing their ability to, one, to generate revenue, and certainly their ability to see and to be seen in any way as a fair arbiter of what appears in their system. If they, for instance, allowed the Catholic Church to advertise during the Christmas season about Christian themes, what does that do? Well, one, it increases competition for the available advertising space. If you're another advertiser who would like to supersede the church's advertising, how are you going to do that? You're going to pay higher rates for advertising. This is common sense stuff. But instead of creating a competitive market by allowing Christian themes to even get anywhere into the advertising, that's how resistant they are to that idea, that they're just going to block religion entirely from appearing while allowing the commercialization of it. This makes zero sense. Zero. None at all. And when people say they'd like that for them to monitor the type of ads that appear in their system, the ads they're talking about are overly risque ones for like underwear sales or something. I pick something that would actually get people to be like, maybe my children shouldn't see that. But ads about Christmas, really? That falls short of your decency standards?
Well, and to be clear, it's just a, you just see a, like a
dark black blue sky, a bunch of different stars. You see three shepherds, two little sheep. One of the shepherds is looking up to the sky, and it literally says, find the perfect gift. That's it. And then hashtag perfect gift, and it says findtheperfectgift.org. That's it. There is no other allusion to religion. There is no mention of the Catholic Church. There is no mention of the word Christmas. It doesn't contain that hard word. There is no mention of, as we said, Jesus. There's no cross. There's nothing. It just says find the perfect gift. However, as I said, anybody with half a brain knows what it is.
So the website apparently encourages attendance at parishes throughout the D.C. area. And when you go there, it says, obviously, Jesus is the perfect gift. It also includes a section about Catholic Advent and Christmas traditions and tips for how families can start their own traditions. So it's got sort of an offering of things for you to see when you go to this website. But still, really what it comes down to is, do you or do you not think that religious organizations or issue advocacy organizations should be allowed to advertise in the metro system? Should they be allowed? That's the core question here. My answer to that is a resounding yes, absolutely. Issue groups should be able to advertise. This is Washington, D.C. How much money could they be making if they allowed issue advocacy inside the metro system? And by the way, have you ever been to the Pentagon metro stop? How many defense contractors' advertisements appear inside that stop? Literally all of them? Like, you don't even have to look at the sign. If you're passing through the Pentagon metro stop, you don't even have to look up at the sign to know where you are. Just look at the advertisements. You'll know. You'll see a picture of a jet. You'll be like, oh, I'm at the Pentagon stop. So when it comes to the metro system, should they be allowed to have issue advocacy and religious organizations advertising inside of it? I say yes. What do you say? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I see they're going to argue with this. The Archdiocese is arguing this as a free speech issue. On the other hand, nobody has to sell you advertising, do they? They don't have to if they don't want to, but I guess if you take one comer, you got to take them all.
Well, this is a government-controlled organization, too. So this is there's a different standard here. This is not just like a private company. This is a public operation, the metro system. 6:15 now. Let's look forward to your answers on that. It's WMAL traffic and weather time every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Winton, who's governing the roadways this morning for us in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. Brandywine area. That's where we're struggling a little bit here. So if you're sitting in delays, backups up, pushing northbound 301. Up ahead, the crash is right near the split for 3015 before you get the shortcut road. So do watch for crews on the scene just beyond at a fender bender as well near Brandywine Road. So a couple of things to deal with on that early ride on 301, passing the Costco wholesale warehouse area and all that stretch. Expect those delays. Now, let's get you some better news. DC 295 southbound in the volume backups right as you merge out of Riverdale off of the BW Parkway to get to DC 295 southbound past Eastern Avenue. Crews tell me they've reopened the lanes there from the crash. Manassas Park still very slow. Northbound 28 leaving Manassas Park heading up toward 66. The crash had been at New Braddock Road, now cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 55 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 43 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, so should the Metro allow all advertising regardless of content? It's basically the question. Oh, hey, listen, if it's crude, if it can, you can't allow swear words, that kind of thing. And I asked another question. How many people actually pay attention to the advertising? Do you really pay attention? Advertising bombards you everywhere you go to the point where I think a lot of people are just numb about it. You just don't pay attention to it. If you ask me what ads I see on a daily basis, I have no clue.
I look at some of them.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I can't. I mean, as I'm thinking about this, I mean, every so often an ad will catch my attention, and then I'm like, whoa. In fact, the Metro has an ad running right now about sexual harassment that they put up on the boards inside of the Metro as you're walking through, and you can look up, and it's like if you want to report sexual harassment, this is where you go, this is what you do. I mean, I wasn't like eyeballing advertisements in preparation for this segment. I just happened to see that yesterday and remember it now. So yeah, I must look at ads when I'm walking through the metro station.
Here's my thing. I just think that if you're one of those people who is so offended by an ad, you're going to lead a really rough life. So I just look at allowing all advertising as a way to desensitize you. It's a public service. It's cheaper than therapy. Right? You know, they do that desensitivity therapy for people who are like afraid of closed spaces and that kind of, they make it smaller and smaller. Same thing. It's a public service, so you should be happy. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Robert in Upper Marlboro. Robert, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Should they take all comers on the Metro?
No, I don't think so. Look, my understanding, when you see a commercial of somebody having a great time drinking Pepsi, they want you to think of a good time. So when you see an advertisement of the manger or whatever they want to put up there, you're supposed to think of peace, love, and happiness, not of Buddy Jesus or anything else like that. I don't understand what the problem is. If there's advertisement of guns and violence and death and destruction, people don't think, I don't want to see that because of the violence. But when they see an advertisement of Jesus, it's like, they're trying to force Jesus on me. They don't think peace, love, and happiness.
So you think the Metro system should roll out things that kind of explicitly push Jesus on people?
Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, as human beings, we want a physical symbol of something that we believe in. Yeah. So if Jesus is that physical symbol, well, then so be it. Muhammad? From what I understand, he's a pedophile, so you really don't want that dude up there.
Well, my core point here is when you have advertising about Christmas, especially when it comes to the commercialization of Christmas, the argument here by the church is that, look, the Metro system allows the commercialization of Christmas, these advertisements to promote Christmas sales, Christmas deals, Christmas specials, whatever they are, yet when a church comes in and is like, hey, we'd like to advertise the real meaning of Christmas, the Metro system says, no, you can't have that. That's too explicitly religious. Is that a fair standard, Robert?
No.
Right, and that's the church's position here.
I mean, so the church needs to go get advertised someplace else and says, Christmas. Metro hates Christmas. Don't ride it.
There you go, Robert. Thank you so much. Have a great week. 888-630-9625. The interesting thing is, there are people who are offended by certain religious ads, and so they ban all religious ads. I understand why we've gotten to this point. I get it, because they're the perpetually offended. However, doesn't the left defend free speech even if it offends? Right? We're not, even though, it's their right to kneel during the national anthem, regardless of you being offended. It doesn't matter if you're offended by it. That's their right to free speech. Well here you go. Here's the church's right to free speech.
Well, flip this on its head, what he just said. I mean, like, think about if there was an attempt to advertise the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. By the way, there would be no picture. You can't have a photo of Muhammad.
Would just be like that Facebook photo when no one has a photo, when it's just that outline.
Yeah,
right?
Just be a silhouette of no one. Anyway, but if in the event that they attempted to do that, like, you would think that there'd be liberal civil liberties unions fighting for that advertisement to exist. Like, where is the ACLU on this? Why aren't they getting involved? And instead, the Catholic Church is suing for the right to have their advertisement up. And, we've been mentioning sort of the difference between the types of Christmas ads the Metro allows. This is a statement that Ed McFadden has released. He's the Archdiocese of Washington Communications Secretary. He said, if Christmas comes from a store, then it seems WMATA approves. But if Christmas means a little bit more, WMATA plays Grinch. So, they are making that case. Like, look, this is in no way fair. And they're being tongue-in-cheek about it. You're being the Grinch, Metro.
Christmas doesn't come from a store. Perhaps Christmas means a little bit more. I can quote the Grinch from start to finish very, very easily. Let's just get Kenny and Stafford in 30 seconds here, Kenny. What do you think about this?
Well, actually, there's two issues there. The ruling was passed back in 2015 that the Metro was not going to accept religious ads.
Right.
So that's been around for a while.
Right.
What the real issue here isn't whether or not Metro should allow it or not. Right now, the rule is that they're not allowed to. The issue here is it is a church. They are promoting themselves. They go to their website and learn about their services and their churches and so forth. So it's an ad for a religious organization to promote itself, and they're using Christmas to do that. So
And Kenny, we're not arguing whether or not they're running afoul of Metro's rules. The question is, should Metro allow those ads? Yes or no?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The argument that they're making, and the reason we're even discussing this, is because they're fighting a rule that's been around for a while, because they're trying to skirt the rule that's been there. They're saying, look, we're not saying anything about Jesus at Christmas. Let us run our ad. But when you go to the website, which the ad does not say what the website's for, it just says find the perfect gift.
Now, right.
Anyone with half a brain can realize it's religious-based. But so they're trying to push a gray area, and I think they're trying to make a talking point on the issue.
Thank you.
It's been established.
Thank you, Kenny. Well, you know, Christmas, it's about Jesus. It turns out, best place to find out about him, it's a church. Anyway, the point being, they should let the ad run. It's 6:23 here on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform. Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Potomac Petals and Plants is your one-stop holiday spot for all your Christmas decorating needs, including fresh-cut flowers, Christmas trees, string lights, ornaments, garlands, poinsettias, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. Here we go in the Newington area. If you use 286 Fairfax County Parkway, we have a crash. So if you're coming southbound, approaching I-95, delays backing up pretty quickly here. And on the exit ramp for that crash activity, at least one lane blocked. Now, on 95, coming northbound, we're okay out of Stafford. Heaviest delay right now, Dale City to the Occoquan. Again, a little bit sluggish, Lorton into Newington. Out of Manassas Park, boy, that's been a struggle this morning. If you hadn't heard, earlier crash, northbound 28 New Braddock Road. That's just prior to 66. That's cleared, but it's giving us residual delays. Out of Brandywine, northbound 301 at the split for 5. That crash had been over to the median with the heavy volume through that stretch. Reminder, Metro Rail, no trains between Silver Spring and Fort Cotton and the Tacoma Station closed for the Capital Improvement Project through December 10th. Limited bus shuttle service set up, so allow extra time. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good run of weather continuing. High pressure slides east, still mild today. Front through a little bit cooler by tomorrow. A few clouds, otherwise clear this morning. Mostly sunny, 65 this afternoon. Tonight, 40, a little bit colder outside the Beltway. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Friday, more sunshine in the mid-50s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Except the Metro. Yeah, no Christmas ads. No Christmas ads for you, even if it doesn't say Jesus, even if it doesn't say Christmas, even if there's no manger, no cross, if it says find the perfect gift with three shepherds and two lambs. out of here because the link, findtheperfectgift.org, links back to the Catholic Church. So it is banned. Wayne in D.C., good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Should they be allowing religious ads and let people sort it out?
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. How you doing, Mary?
Good. So what do you think?
I think that it really doesn't matter because you have all kinds of people riding the subway. You have hundreds of thousands of people riding. And whether it's Buddhist or Hindu or Christian or Muslim, I wouldn't be offended. And how do they know who's offended and who's not?
Well, they know because the perpetually offended always have their lawyer or some organization on speed dial to organize a protest. The minority is very, very vocal. And if they're offended, they feel that they need to be mollified in some way.
I still think it's not right because as much work as religious organizations do in the community, they should have a right to represent their work just like anybody else, a bank or anybody, car dealership or anybody else.
Yep. By the way, I see stuff on Metro that I'm way more offended by than any of the advertisements.
That's very true.
Have you seen some of the people on Metro? Just occasionally? Have you ever gotten stuck in a crowded Metro card and been way too close to an armpit?
Ew.
Way too close.
No.
At rush hour?
Ugh.
No bueno.
629 at WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
And coming up on WMAL, Cal Thomas will be joining us. Lots to talk about with Cal. We love when he's here. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News Times at 6:30. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Cars for Kids. North Korean television is celebrating the launch of its latest intercontinental ballistic missile, one that leader Kim Jong-un called for with this written order: fire with courage for the party and country.
It flew higher and was in the air longer. What does this mean? It means they're getting much closer, North Korea is, to being able to have that nuclear-tipped missile.
Correspondent Paula Newton in Seoul. Observers say the missile was significantly more powerful than earlier models and could have reached the continental U.S. Before he was Virginia's governor, Terry McAuliffe was in the electric car business with Hillary Clinton's brother, Anthony Rodham. McAuliffe sold off that company, Green Tech Automotive, before he took office, but has come back to haunt him. A group of 32 Chinese investors is suing the two, claiming promises were made that were never kept.
Despite being promised that they would get their green cards, in fact, they were also promised that they would get their money back within a year, and neither one of those things came remotely to pass.
Attorney Scott Abele says his clients were scammed. A spokeswoman for the governor says the suit is politically motivated and baseless. D.C. United's looking for a new home. Yes, its new stadium in Southwest D.C. is still set to open in June, but the season starts in March, and Major League Soccer won't let the team play all of its early season games on the road, so a site or sites will be needed for 3 or 4 matches. RFK Stadium is likely out, but the team is considering stadiums in Annapolis, Richmond, and College Park. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, brought to you by the Virginia Lottery, the Wizards win without John Wall, beating the Timberwolves. Georgetown downs Maine to remain unbeaten, and Eli Manning's Thanksgiving game against the Redskins may have been his last as a Giant. He's been benched, putting his 210-game playing streak in jeopardy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This holiday season, give a gift that everyone will love. Win the holidays when you give the gift of joy with holiday games from the Virginia Lottery. Look for new holiday scratchers and the Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle today at your local lottery retailer.
Cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have problems right now in the Beltway on the American Legion Bridge. Delays each direction, but the crash is coming out of Virginia on the inner loop. And be patient getting through here. Crews are still arriving to the scene of the crash and trying to sort this out. But it looks like right in the center, we have a couple vehicles on the left lane, and on the right shoulder, there's vehicles as well. So kind of zigzagging through this, and please avoid the shoulders because fire and rescue is still on the way. Inner loop on the American Legion Bridge. I see that another fire truck coming up right now. So just use patience there. Now, the reason the outer loop's slow, obviously, rubbernecking at the scene of the crash. So just after River Road, watch for the brake lights up ahead. So that's our big story right now. 66, been about the volume through Manassas toward Centerville. No problems to report heading to the Wilson Bridge, just the volume near 210. Out of Brandywine, northbound 301 at the split for 5. That crash has been over to the shoulder. Still quite slow, though, getting through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record, so it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 26 in Haymarket, 34 in Gaithersburg, 43 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. 6:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:15 this morning, Sarah Westwood will be joining us from the Washington Examiner. 8:05, Juanita Broderick. You're going to want to hear that. Make sure to join us there at 8:05 this morning. And then at 8:15, Brendan Carr talking to us about net neutrality. Confused at all about where you should be on net neutrality? Or are you completely, you completely have a position pick there too? You'll want to hear Brendan Carr at 8:15. That's all ahead. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us is Cal Thomas, because it's 6:35 on Wednesday. Cal, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mary and Vince.
Always great to have you. Let's talk about the big thing that happened yesterday. It kind of overshadowed most of the other day's events, and this is North Korea Rocket Man shooting off a ballistic missile. Very successful launch, which they say could hit, and it could have hit anywhere within the United States. Where do you think we go from here? President Trump said he'd handle it.
Well, you know, as former Ambassador John Bolton has said, even on this station, I think, with you guys recently, this is a policy result of having the can kicked down the road by several administrations, Republicans and Democrats, who didn't want to deal with it at earlier times. So they sent all these diplomats to Pyongyang. You remember Jimmy Carter went. You had Richardson, the former cabinet secretary and from New Mexico, he went. And, of course, they agreed to these things, but then they lie. Amazing communist lie. Who knew? And then they went ahead with their nuclear program anyway. So now we are at, we are at DEFCON, whatever it is, and we're having to face this. Look, nothing has really changed. I mean, we've got the tens of thousands of American troops there in South Korea. You've got Seoul, the capital, not many miles away and within easy reach of the artillery that they have lined up there, the southern part of North Korea. You've got nuclear weapons now apparently capable of reaching even Washington, and certainly middle America and the West Coast. What do you do? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not president, thank goodness, but if there's going to be a military action, it's got to be quick and it's got to be decisive, and we've got to be able to either take out those missiles or shoot them down if he launches them. This is not a pleasant place to be.
Right, pretty clear appeasement doesn't work. I mean, this is one of the best kind of things to watch in the last week or so, is when the president of the United States decided to put them back on the state sponsors of terror list, and to see his critics say, oh, well, that does nothing. Well, if it does nothing, why did George W. Bush offer it as a carrot when he was negotiating something with North Korea? And North Korea was able to say, okay, take us off the list, please. And he did. Now Trump's put them back on.
You cannot negotiate with evil. Evil must be defeated. We have a history of this. I mean, it goes back for decades. The problem is, as Margaret Thatcher once said brilliantly, we in the West make a mistake when we transpose our morality on those who don't share it. Now, we think because we can sit down, although it may not look like this in Washington these days, Republicans and Democrats, and negotiate things, that other people are like us. Other people are not like us. The only thing evil respects is strength. This was Reagan's whole policy of peace through strength. This is why after Gaddafi got some missiles put down his chimney, he all of a sudden remained pretty quiet. The whole Middle East respects power and resolve. We have not demonstrated it until recently, but it may be too late to avoid incredible numbers of casualties. I hope not.
So I want to ask you about taxes and the tax reform package that got out of the Senate Budget Committee yesterday. And by the way, that really encouraged the markets. The markets ending on record highs yesterday on news that the Senate Budget Committee has moved forward on this tax package. What's your thoughts on the latest here as this thing moves along?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, but I think this is always on the wrong level. Reagan used to say, I keep quoting him, but he had so many truthful things to say. We have a deficit in debt not because the American people are taxed too little, but because their government spends too much. The last three quarters, and I'm pretty sure that probably this quarter too, when it ends at the end of the year, have taken in record amounts of tax dollars from hardworking Americans. And yet the money goes out the door as fast as it comes in. So the problem isn't really taxes, although we need a tax cut, as Kennedy gave us, as Reagan gave us, and kick-started the economy and increased employment and all of these other things. But we really need to cut the spending. And members of Congress don't want to do this because they know that when they've tried it before, you're going to get the commercials on TV about Granny being thrown over a cliff in a wheelchair. Spending never stops in Washington. It is as much of a lifeblood to this city as blood is to Dracula.
Want to also talk, because I know we don't have a ton of time with you, and there's so many things we want to discuss with you. Regarding what's going on in Capitol Hill with sexual harassment and all of that, are we going to just see the dam break? I know people are saying it's going to take very slowly because the dam on Capitol Hill is so thick. But now you've got Raul Grevalia, who quietly arranged a severance package in 2015 for one of his top staffers, worked for him for 3 months. She had threatened a lawsuit claiming that he was frequently drunk and created a hostile work environment. So she got a payout of almost $49,000, which was 5 months' salary as a severance package for someone who only worked 3 months.
They used to call this in mafia days hush money. That's exactly what it is. And I think it's one of the reasons, one of many reasons, a growing number of reasons, that the approval numbers for Congress are now below 10%. I'd like to find out who those people are and see what they've been smoking. I mean, this is disgusting. To have this taxpayer money set aside, and that's what it is. Now we have two sources. There are probably more. You have the set-aside amount in the Treasury Department, over $15 million, that is used to pay off these people who are victims, usually women, and then now you have this so-called severance pay. It's disgusting. It needs to end, and the pressure needs to be put on these guys. And not only that, we need to reveal who those people are. We need to find out all of these people. It all needs to be exposed, and the people who've done this need to be thrown out of office in the next election.
Yep, Congress great at spending money and preserving their own jobs. Incredible stuff. Cal Thomas, thank you. You've preserved yours yet another week. Appreciate it. 644 now on WMAL.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, are you one of those people, like so many of us, that just pretend a tooth doesn't hurt? You know, you're just like, it doesn't really hurt. That's fine. It must be my sinuses. So you ignore it and you hope the pain goes away. And then finally, when you realize, I can't take this anymore. This isn't going away. You finally break down and see the dentist. Well, that pain is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. And the Dream Team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they're here to help. During your first new patient visit, they'll take the time to learn about you and will work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. If you prefer sedation, they're going to customize that for you. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, and in many cases, you won't even remember the visit. Or maybe you just need a little something to make you less anxious. They can do that as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or maybe you just need to see a great dentist, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Tax reform will boost American jobs, wages, and competitiveness. America's leading employers support tax reform because it is good for American workers. Call Congress and tell them to deliver real tax reform.
Paid for by Business Roundtable.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have major problems, Vince, right now on the American Legion Bridge. Accident shuts down all the lanes of the inner loop coming out of Virginia. Now, just less than 10 minutes ago, I was watching additional fire and rescue units coming up to the scene of the crash. And for everyone's safety, they've blocked all the lanes. They're telling me multiple cars are involved in this and maybe two tractor trailers. Now, what I can make out from the traffic cameras, initially it was right in the center. Also, activity along the left side, possible debris from the Jersey wall. So a lot going on. So if you're coming out of Tyson's, hang on, might want to rethink this. And the traffic is just coming to a standstill through that stretch. If you're on the George Washington Parkway, same story, northbound, can't merge to get onto the Beltway because nobody's moving. So coming out of McLean, out of Tyson's, lanes are stopped. Now, out of Maryland, already delays almost back off the 270 spur, and that's because you're checking out all this activity and rubbernecking at the scene of the crash. 270 itself, as you make your trip out of the Frederick area through Hyattstown, in Germantown, in Rockville, the volume. No drama right now, heading in from the west on 66, just the backup delays there. 395 in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. But again, I'll keep you posted. Still watching the cameras here. No change on the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop lanes are shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It's 647 on WMAL.
Hello, be humble. Hello. Sit down. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Kendrick Lamar, who I thought was dating a Kardashian. My bad. It starts with a K, so I kind of figured he'd fit right in with the Kardashians, right? Because they all have thing going on. All right, Grammys have announced their nominees. Ed Sheeran, and here's the thing. You're not going to see Ed Sheeran. You're not going to see Pink. You're not going to see Kelly Clarkson. You're not going to see Kesha. Lady Gaga. It's mostly rap stars this year. No country at all in the categories. Ed Sheeran's album Divide, best-selling album, did not get an Album of the Year nomination. Neither did Lady Gaga's albums or Kesha's album. So mostly R&B and rap. You've got Bruno, Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, and somebody named Childish Gambino. Do you know who Childish Gambino
is? Yeah, it's Donald Glover. It's right? Donald Glover, the guy who...
Scrubs. Wasn't he in Scrubs?
No. Donald Glover was on Community. Remember, he was...
Oh, okay, yes.
He was on Community, and then he became a rap star. Yes. He's Childish Gambino now.
Okay, I knew the name. Why Childish Gambino?
I don't know. I kind of like it. He's not as funny as I wanted him to be, though. I thought he'd be like more of a comedic rapper. He's kind of like plain-spoken, right? Am I right? Yeah, Victoria's giving me the yes.
Yeah, we know Victoria should be in here doing this with us. Get in here. Get in here. The pop of vocal, let's see, they've all been relegated to pop vocal categories. So Gaga, Sheeran, Pink, Kelly Clarkson, and Kesha, they're all pop now. They're not actual music. They're pop music, I guess. the only pop singer who got a nomination for Album of the Year is Lorde for her album Melodrama. So they say it wasn't as much of a hit, though, as some of her previous albums. As I said, Kendrick Lamar, Glover, Bruno Mars, Jay-Z most took up most of the record and song of the year categories. Now, apparently, this is anxiety producing because most of what you're going to see on TV is going to be rap now. And so the producers are like, oh, God, because that's a minefield. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
I just want to point out that for Record of the Year, one of the competitors here is Despacito. And that is going to either make some people happy or drive people very, very crazy if Despacito, meaning in a bad way, if Despacito wins. Because I know some people who have had it up to here with Despacito.
And on that note, it's 6:40 on WMAL. He's just shuffling out of the studio. Goodbye.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week. With the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa. A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day.
Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow. The Dale City Gun Show is back this weekend at the Dale City VFW. Small show, great selection and prices. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show this weekend. Info and coupon at showmastersgunshows.com.
6:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing. I suspect well. Let's go check in with the CNBC news desk this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi there, Vince. You're kind of right. Good morning. North Korea launched that missile that could possibly reach the U.S., though, and there are some questions over the corporate tax cuts, whether they're going to happen. We've got mixed stock futures this morning, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street, but the major indexes are coming off record highs. Markets are mixed in Europe and Asia right now. Crude oil is ticking slightly lower. The corporate tax cut bill sailed through that Senate committee today. The full Senate will vote on whether to proceed with considering it. Today we get a second read on U.S. economic growth in the third quarter. The forecast is for 3.3%, which is fairly strong. Jeweler Tiffany reports quarterly earnings this morning before the opening bell. Later today we get results from Jack in the Box, Lazy Boy, and Tommy Hilfiger parent PVH. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony is set for tonight in New York. President Trump and the First Family will light the national Christmas tree tomorrow night in President's Park. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's four locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where, on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. Childhelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to joehadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. How does it look now, Jamie?
Not good, Vince. We have this major problem on the American Legion Bridge. Traffic has been stopped for just about 25 minutes now. All lanes blocked on the American Legion Bridge. Tractor trailer and about seven cars involved in the crash. Crews are trying to do the quickest job that they can. In fact, I just watched one of the crews push one of the vehicles over to the shoulder, just push it out of the travel lanes. But again, nobody gets by. So coming out of Tyson's, you're sitting still here. In fact, just about 45 minutes as you head north of 66. So avoid if you can. And I would avoid, plan in advance if you're not stuck in these backups. And I wouldn't even hit that inner loop for at least the next hour. The outer loop, now that crews have assessed the situation and determined that the Jersey Wall was have some debris from the Jersey Wall, and only the right lane gets by on the outer loop. So essentially, one lane only getting by on the Beltway across the American Legion Bridge, jammed out of Bethesda, jammed out of Rockville as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73, so we're not even close to that. At 65 degrees with plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds and 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 43 degrees. The Virginia Department of Transportation brings us this traffic and weather.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
All right, so some breaking news for you now, as Shepard Smith says, unless breaking news changes everything, and it has. At this moment, the President of the United States unfurling a tweet storm this morning. Share some of them with you. Just sharing, of course, some notifications. Remember, I mentioned as we were talking to Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC news desk that yesterday the markets ended on record highs, closing thanks in part to that tax bill making it through the Senate Budget Committee yesterday. The president, happy with that, tweeting about it. We're in record territory and all things having to do with our economy. Then he started a couple retweets, which I expect are going to get the attention of the national media today. Uh-oh. He retweeted, I can't share the videos with you quite yet, but I would go check out his Twitter account when you get the opportunity, when you get your hands off a steering wheel and safely to your office. He is retweeting videos of Muslim migrants committing various crimes or acts of crime, acts of apparent crimes right now. The first is a Muslim migrant beats up Dutch boy on crutches. Pretty, you know, he's punching this kid. And then you got another one of a Muslim destroying a statue of the Virgin Mary, holding a Virgin Mary statue and smashing it to the ground. Mm. And then additionally,
where was that? Do we know?
I don't know where it's at. There's no other no context for it other than you see a Muslim man holding a statue of the Virgin Mary and smashing it to the ground at the end of the video. And then there's also a video of what it says, an Islamist mob pushes teenage boy off roof and beats him to death. So the president tweeting tweet after tweet after tweet of Muslims, or Islamists really, committing acts of violence. And I imagine we're going to hear a lot about that today from the press. Additionally, you know that the president of the United States, and we'll get into this a little bit later in the show here, but the president of the United States calling CNN fake news again and criticizing not only CNN's domestic programming, but CNN International yesterday. CNN has been very upset about this, and they've been broadcasting that they feel like that their journalists may be at physical risk because of the president's tweets.
Why?
Because they claim that authoritarian governments will see the American president accusing them of being fake news and assume that that's a pretext for them to seize journalists and say, you're not real reporters. That's the allegation that they're making, but it's,
but
I don't think it's yet
same,
supported by any sort of evidence.
Aren't these the same people who advocate for big government and strong government? So now they're saying that strong governments might harm them?
Lastly here on these tweets, the CNN saying they're skipping the White House Christmas party. Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding, Christmas comes early. Finally, good news from CNN. Hey. And the president tweeting, great, we should boycott fake news CNN. Dealing with them is a total waste of time. A lot developing just now. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, coming up is I think the White House should give us those CNN invites to the party. We'll go.
Yeah, and then we're going to ask Sarah Westwood about this when she joins us in the next hour. But right now at 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Big trouble on the American Legion Bridge this morning. Let's get right to it. Here's WMAL's Jamie Witten.
And closed right now, all the lanes on the American Legion Bridge, John. It's pretty complicated. We have a tractor trailer and up to 7 cars involved in this crash. So there's a lot going on. Nobody's moved for almost 30 minutes now. On the outer loop, the better news on the outer loop, now that the lanes have just been reopened, you can get by. They had almost all the lanes shut down on the outer loop to clean up debris. I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
A lawsuit that challenged Maryland's most progressive transgendered student policy is being dropped. A 15-year-old teenage girl and her mother had filed suit against Frederick County Schools last summer over its policy that allows transgendered students to choose the locker and restrooms of their choice and forcing those who oppose that policy to use alternate facilities. Now that lawsuit's being dropped in part because because the student fears she'll be identified by name in school if the suit goes forward. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton's brother Anthony Rodham are being sued by a group of Chinese investors that sank money into their company before McAuliffe became governor.
The lawsuit claims the 32 Chinese investors were promised expedited green cards if they put in $500,000 apiece into Terry McAuliffe's electric car company, GreenTech.
Essentially, this group invested in Mr. McAuliffe, Mr. Rodham.
They were promoting their government ties, says attorney Scott Abeles.
It was a scam.
Those green cards never came. They never got their money back. And now Abeles says
GreenTech is a mess. It's essentially closed its doors down in Mississippi.
McAuliffe divested from the company before he ran for governor. The suit asks for $17 million in damages. McAuliffe spokeswoman calls the lawsuit baseless. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's called a meeting of the United Nations Security Council this afternoon to discuss North Korea's latest and most powerful missile launch.
President Trump was briefed about the launch while the missile was still in the air.
It is a situation that we will handle.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis was with him for the briefing.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could